On one side it'd be a place that'd put ear corn. That's corn in the shuck. Mm-hmm. On the other side it'd be a place over here for harness and such as that, or more corn. And overhead the loft would be a place to put what they call a fodder. That was a leaf on the corn store. So you used to pull it, and by doing that you would take the fodder. It was used to feed the animals with.
Mm-hmm. On a corn stalk, would you have a name for the top of it? The very top of a corn stalk.
Tassels?
Uh-huh.
Our Greenwood Plantation here is one of the biggest hybrid corn farm operations in the state of Georgia. He had thousands of acres of land that were lying idle. And yet they bought these places to put investment for one thing, secondly to have food for the birds, quail, turkey, doves. And with that, so a young fellow named Ed went to Mr. the President Jock and showed him how he could accomplish two things. First place, he could enrich the eroded lands where it was such as that by planting them every year in corn, keep the erosion from at a minimum. And then he could take you produce the corn, you could use the corn to feed the animals or for hog feed, or cattle, or horses, or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then he came up with this hybrid corn. And what started off as a minor operation became such a big operation, they created a new corporation, Greenwood Farms Incorporated. Mm-hmm. Mr. Jock, John Hay, he's one of the wealthiest men in the nation.
Is that the kind of corn that grows one to a stalk, one ear to a stalk?
Oh no, you can have as many as five or six. Have a good corn crop where you'll have five or six ears to the stalk.
You know they have a new one now. It's a new hybrid that grows on a short stalk with one big ear.
I don't know about that. I'm not too familiar with the farming in there. But I do know that they produce this hybrid corn, and its seed still bring a fancy price.
Yep. What other buildings did you have on the farm?
Well, like enough, you'd have outbuildings for tools. Mm-hmm. You'd have sheds, you might say, for farm equipment. And things of that character.
What kinds of stock did you have?
Well, most of the stock in those days, that was before mechanical farming, was just mules and horses.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a male horse?
A male horse? Well, Jonathan, he looked on as a stud.
No. What would you call a female horse?
I don't know what the technical name is.